This podcast is brought to you by the Endpoint Imperative, a podcast series from Intel that brings together IT experts and leaders to discuss the big tech challenges impacting businesses today. Download and subscribe to the Endpoint Imperative wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen with Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Now that the Senate has approved its version of the Republican tax bill, senators and House members will be working out differences between the two bills en route to becoming law. One group, however, watching that process very carefully is education officials for fear of a significant shift in funding. And Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman joins us to discuss. So, Michelle, specifically, it's public education advocates that are most concerned here.
Yes, they are one of the groups raising really significant concerns with this bill. And the major thing at issue, JR, is something called the SALT deduction. That's the elimination of the state and local tax deduction. Both the House and Senate bills in their current form basically eliminate all deductions for state and local income and sales taxes, and they place a limit on how much you can deduct in your property taxes. They set that limit at about $10,000 a year. And that's a problem for people based in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, places that have really high property taxes, where the average deduction is something more like $18,000 a year.
And the schools are probably fearful that residents who would be on the hook for increased school funding to fill in those gaps will wind up voting down budgets at the polls when they do go to the polls.
Absolutely. Yeah. School budgets are one of the things that actually come pretty directly toward local voters. And so school officials have told us that they are fearful that people will take out their anger in those school budget votes.
Michelle, we've heard a bit about SALT repeal, but not so much about its effect on schools funding. There's also another piece to this, which is a proposal to eliminate a specific tax exemption for school districts that could also add to their costs. Can you talk about that a little bit?
The property tax deduction is one of the main vehicles where schools get their funding. Your property taxes go pretty directly to public schools, and public school advocates fear that with this elimination of your deduction, that people will really feel the pinch of their property taxes and of their state and local income taxes. And they might take that out on future school budget votes, or maybe even more indirectly, state and local lawmakers might feel political pressure to lower those taxes because people really feel the bite of them more. And that will lead to less funding for education.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Michelle Hackman about the impact of the GOP tax plan on schools, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. A member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. Michelle, just to clarify, if the tax bill is enacted into law, would this impact on schools affect the budgets for this school year, or is it something that would come into play when most districts draw up their budgets in the springtime?
It would probably not have an immediate effect because schools have already approved budgets, and so it would probably begin to affect them once they determine funding for future years and once lawmakers have to draw up future property taxes. It's also, Republicans would make the point that lowering taxes overall, lowering people's tax brackets, will allow the economy to grow, will allow more jobs to be created and paychecks to grow. And that actually might increase the amount of revenue coming in. So it might cancel out some of the effects that public school advocates are raising concerns about.
And, for public schools, it's been a tough go of it the last 10 years. It's been a really challenging recovery period for them. Since the recession of last decade.
Right. That's another reason they're raising alarms. They're saying, the recession forced us to cut our budgets, and many school districts just haven't recovered since then, haven't really brought their budgets back up to pre-recession levels.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Michelle Hackman joining us from our Washington Bureau. Michelle, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli with J.R. Whalen in New York.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.